Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat, hosted by Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce, October 6. On October 6, the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat at the College Boreal Concert Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. The organization issued a survey to members to determine which candidates would be invited, which narrowed in on Brian Bigger, Evelyn Dutrisac, Paul Lefebvre, Miranda Rocca Circelli and Mila Wong. Only 5 candidates were invited in order to help facilitate a useful and productive discussion, according to a chamber newsletter. Junction Creek Stewardship Committee presents Turtle Information Session OCT. 6 Attend an information session on turtles in the Ramsey Room at Science North from 6 to 8 p.m. Event is being put on by the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee. Keynote speaker is Jackie Litzgis, who will present a speech on the topic, Ontario Turtles Are in Trouble. The session is part of a collaborative turtle project in the Junction Creek watershed in partnership with the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee, Laurentian University and McMaster University. The project aims to complement previous turtle research projects completed in 2019 and 2013-2014 and fill knowledge gaps to inform the restoration of distressed Blanding's turtle habitat. TNO presents Un. Dur. Toi. Until October 8 Un. Dur. Toi. Is 40 artists from across Canada, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal and Métis, all francophones. Co-creators who put on stage their lived experiences, their ideas, their aspirations and their frustrations, to question what constitutes us, divides us and unites us. A show to dare all this, without speeches or signs, without rhetoric or empty phrases, and to go out and meet audiences from Vancouver to Moncton, via Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, Winnipeg, Caraquet and Sudbury. Concert runs October 5 to 8 at Place des Arts. More information on tickets and showtimes is available online here. Newfoundland PSW Course Information Sessions OCT 5, 6 and 12 starting in November 2022, Carrefour Options Plus, Conseil Scolaire Catholique Newfoundland's Continuing Education School, will offer the Personal Support Worker, PSW, program in Sudbury. Offered to students 18 years of age and older, this program will allow those interested in becoming a PSW to be trained in French in order to provide care to individuals and families in a variety of settings, including long-term residential institutions and community home care agencies. Persons interested in this program are required to take part in one of the information sessions scheduled for Wednesday, October 5, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Thursday, October 6, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or Wednesday, October 12, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. It is possible to register for these sessions and obtain more information by contacting Jocelyn Leckler, Carrefour Options Plus Principal, at 705-525-0110 or jocelyn.leckler@newfoundland.ca. Carrefour Options Plus is located at 504 Street Raphael Street, Sudbury. Turkey Gobbler Trail Race OCT. 9 races include a kids' 1 kilometer, 3.5 kilometers or 8 kilometer run at the Walden Cross Country Fitness Club. Races begin at 9 a.m. October 9. This event is a fundraiser for the Walden Nordic Racer Ski Team. More information is available on the event's Facebook page. Email beatenclassic@hotmail.ca. STC, Yes Theatre presents Into the Woods until October 9, reimagining Stephen Sondheim and James Lapini's iconic masterpiece, Into the Woods, as an urgent interrogation of the necessity of storytelling in the face of the climate emergency. A world grappling with environmental collapse turns to classic children's fairy tales as a way to make sense of its own story. Witness a world driven by the unexamined pursuit of self-interest, as individual wish fulfillment stifles any possibility of collective action. Ultimately, that bill comes due, as consequences of giant proportions tear, happily ever after, asunder. Those left standing must rise above the temptation of crying, your fault, before the last midnight comes, and instead work together to fight for what it is that they want to pass on to the next generation. Production runs at STC September 16 to October 9. Purchase tickets online here. International Day of the Girl Conference OCT. 11 Skills Ontario has opened registration for its annual International Day of the Girl celebration. The in-person conference, featuring keynote speaker Kendra Lienema, will take place on Tuesday, October 11 from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Science North. Skills Ontario celebrates the International Day of the Girl to recognize and inspire girls across the province to build their skills, conquer boundaries, and explore their career pathways. Details on the celebration, including registration, can be found at skillsontario.com/ige.centerfranco-ontarian-de-folklore-shows October 13 to 16 on October 13, Centre Franco-Ontarian de Folklore, CFOF, welcomes back Jean-Luc Boutin, storyteller from Quebec, who participated in its first Ontario-Quebec exchange in 2018. He's presenting in honour of CFOF's 50th anniversary. On October 14, CFOF presents a unique show that will transport you to Senegal, with Échappé Belle, Contes d'Afrique et d'Ivoire. On October 15, take in Des Récits et des Femmes, Contes pour un tour du monde, featuring stories by five immigrant women. On October 16, enjoy Marathon de Contes. For 2 hours, 10 storytellers will each present a tale lasting a maximum of 8 minutes. All shows take place at Place des Arts. Tickets and showtime information is available on the Place des Arts website. Rendezvous Northern Ontario Arts Symposium OCT. 14 and 15 artists and arts administrators from Northern Ontario will gather in Sudbury to explore, share, learn, develop and welcome the future as the Sudbury Arts Council and the City of Greater Sudbury host Rendezvous North October 14 to 15. This two-day event located at the McEwen School of Architecture includes panel discussions, workshops, presentations, and more. Quite simply, everything arts. Special guests include Manitoulin Island-born blues musician Crystal Shawanda. The cost to register is $100. Complete details are available at rendezvousnorth.com. Walden Art Club Art Show and Sale OCT. 15 to 16 The Walden Art Club presents their Artists in Action 2022 Fall Show and Sale. The event runs October 15 and 16 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the T.M. Davies Community Center and Arena. Admission is free. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents Photography Workshop OCT. 17 on Monday, October 17 at 10:30 a.m. A photography presentation will be hosted at Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée by Jean-Marie Messier. More information can be found here. La Slag presents La Vallée des Evilés, comedy show, October 19. Franco-Ontarian comedy is on the rise these days, and a number of rising stars are making a name for themselves in the field. La Slag will put many of them in the spotlight in an exciting evening of festival-style entertainment at the Place des Arts. A great lineup of comedians will be there including Jonathan Dion, Eveline Roy Mulgott and Impratea. Event runs at Place des Arts October 19 at 7 p.m. Tickets available online here. Comedy show, Eric Johnston, October 21. Comedian Eric Johnston returns to Sudbury October 21 as part of his Untouchable comedy tour. The show runs at 7 p.m. at the Little Montreal Restaurant in downtown Sudbury. Tickets are available through Johnston's website. Comedy show, Jeff Leeson, October 21. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Jeff Leeson in his Sorry I'm Not Kevin Hart comedy tour. The show runs at 7 p.m. at the Trevi Bar and Grill on LaSalle Boulevard. Get tickets online here. For more than 20 years, Jeff Leeson has been astonishing crowds across North America with his off-the-cuff, improvisational style that leaves crowds not only wanting more, but amazed at what they just witnessed. Combining traditional stand-up comedy with long-form improv, Jeff creates a unique and personal experience for the audience each and every show. Lively Heritage Arts Guild presents Quilt and Craft Sale October 22. The Lively Heritage Arts Guild presents its Quilt and Craft Sale October 22 at the Kinsman Hall in Lively. Event runs 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find unique one-of-a-kind items of quality handcrafted by members. This includes knitting, quilts, weaving, crafts, jewelry, seasonal items and a silent auction. Admission is free. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Songs and Dances Act. 22 concert features music by the great Finnish composer, Jean Sibelius, and much more with guest conductor, Martin McDonald. Pre-concert talk and post-concert reception. Concert takes place starting at 7:30 p.m. at Sudbury Theatre Centre. Tickets available through SDC's box office online or by phoning 705-674-8381. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp October. 24 Exploration and fun are the keywords for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. The next camp is coming up Monday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Future dates include Friday, February 3rd, Friday, March 10th, Friday, April 28th, and Friday, June 9th. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Visit sudburytheatre.com/youth for more information and to register. Sue Lampinen presents Fall Art Show and Sale OCT. 28-30 Check out new paintings and prints by local artist Sue Lampinen. Visit her studio October 28-30 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be door prizes and refreshments. Lampinen's studio is located at 1350 Regent Street, across from Shell Station. Phone 705-522-8068. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents Bob Ross Painting Workshop October. 31 Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents a painting workshop using the Bob Ross technique. The lesson is from 9 to 1 p.m. and registration is $65, which includes materials, but you're advised to bring paper towels. To sign up, call 705-969-8649. Haunted Heights Trail runs weekends throughout October. Check out the Haunted Heights Trail at 1764 Kathleen Street in McRae Heights. The 800-foot trail officially opens Friday, September 30th, and runs 8 to 11 p.m. The trail runs Fridays and Saturdays throughout October from 8 to 11 p.m. It also runs Sunday, October 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $10, or $7 with two non-perishable food items, human or pet. The organizers are trying to raise 2 tons of food for the Sudbury Food Bank. Event is okay for kids 8 years of age and older. Anyone under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Dogs are not permitted. Due to the terrain, the trail is not wheelchair accessible. Learn more on the event's Facebook page. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée October Activities. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée is hosting activities Monday through Friday each week, in addition to their special events. Every Monday from 9 to 1 p.m. the day center is open for games, coffee and cards, with a communal dinner welcome to all at noon, $12 per lunch, and knitting from 9 to 2 p.m. Every Tuesday features line dancing from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and beanbag horseshoes, jeu de pochettes, from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Every Wednesday is yoga from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. and each Thursday will feature hula hooping from 9 to 10 a.m., arts and crafts from 10 to 2 p.m. and paper toll from 11 to 2 p.m., in the Sal Boyven. College Boreal hosts Madame Boldic on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Boldic on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Boldic and La Boldic, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard in Sudbury. It runs until mid-November. Greater Sudbury Santa Claus Parade November 19. The Greater Sudbury Santa Claus Parade Committee has announced that this year's parade is happening starting at 5:30 p.m. November 19. The local Santa Claus parade was cancelled in both 2020 and 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so the parade is returning this year after last running in 2019. The parade organizers said the parade will close the downtown core to vehicular traffic from approximately 5 to 8 p.m. November 19. Parking will not be allowed along the parade route. The southbound lanes of Notre Dame Avenue will also be closed between Kathleen and St. Anne Road starting at 1 p.m. that day. A press conference will be held at a later date with more details. For more information, visit www.sudburysantaclausparade.com. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Undergrowth by Sarah Angelucci. Runs until November 27 this fall. The Art Gallery of Sudbury hosts an exhibition by Toronto contemporary artist Sarah Angelucci titled Undergrowth. The exhibition comprises 28 artworks including four series of photography-based works, an audio installation, and the new video projection Ghost Orchard. The exhibition continues at the Art Gallery of Sudbury until November 27. Admission is free with a donation. Nickel City Sound Tuesday evening practices. Nickel City Sound, a women's barbershop chorus, is known for their community performances and sparkling harmonies. To learn more about the chorus, you're invited out to practice with the group any Tuesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Lockerbie High School. Visit www.nickelcitysound.ca or email info@nickelcitysound.ca. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.